Hi, everybody. Well, another wonderful VBS program coming your way. And this is the Wednesday program. The date today is July 20th, 2016. So going back in history, 1969, that's when Neil Armstrong supposedly, they say anyway, stepped on the moon. So that is in your reality. We can clear this date anyway. Remember, we're finding about the 20th and 21st of each month seems to have a significant interest with some of the energies that are here. So let's clear this date away from you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And that happened to be Apollo 11. So that's another key number. Let's clear away the 11. Releasing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So if you're new to the program, you wonder why we're clearing dates and why we like to look into the past to see what happened. Because these energies are how they cord you, connect to you. Remember, we have a keyword clearing that's free on the website. And these keywords are used to abduct you, take you out of your awakening consciousness in the present moment where you're supposed to be. And these are what they do. That's why you see letters and numbers, especially numbers on your clock. I've heard that the 11s and the 1s are coming forth now a lot with people. See if that maybe you could email us or, you know, go to the, you know, the information here to send us, you know, CLS questions at Yahoo or the fast chat. And just see if you're seeing ones a lot now, you know, naturally have to be 1111 or 111 happening. Remember, they're trying to reboot these old number systems now to hold you into the past. They've been doing that for quite a while, but it's the last month has been pretty strange with these timelines from the past trying to come in. They're kind of like worn-out timelines to me. They're trying to copy what used to be here to bring into our current reality, and it's just maybe not working too well, but it is causing confusion. So let's continue on with the program here. So here we go. Naturally, we are going to clear aliens that are in your room around you that you can't see. So let's release them, make them get out of here. Remember, they're in enslavement like you are and stuck here. So this is the enslaved aliens that are here with their boss somewhere else, we'll say, or some other alien group forcing them to be here to do things. So here we go. Releasing them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh boy, a lot of them this time. Ugh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Great. Okay, so let's help you out with the situation. Maybe a pain or fear or something, some type of body sensation that you're dealing with, traumas. So here we go. Think of one of these that, you know, you're dealing with. And I can only clear one of these pages, one of these programs from your large book of stuff, your stuff book. So look at that, to one of these things. Here we go, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Hopefully you feel a little better about that as it got neutralized. So let's work with the light beams now. And you may have more than one on a monitor screen in your house. Some people have a couple monitors, so you bring up two light beams. So here we go, light beam activation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we have peace energy now flowing into your room. You should feel a little bit more at ease. Normally when you get on these BBS programs that we have, it puts you more into the present moment. So you may start to feel better. Remember, you're going to be having your body get relaxed because you're not necessarily thinking. Remember, the mind energy is what the aliens brought you to take you away from source energy, so they gave you mind. So, I think we got a full moon happening here. So let's clear that. I don't know what the difference is of the new moon and the full moon, but whatever they are, this is the full moon here. So let's clear that away from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So kind of do a body check, see how you're feeling. So I now want to clear the dark side of the moon. So here we go, what you don't see. Let's release that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy, okay. So let's turn it over to our co-host. Are you out there in your booth there? All the makeup's
yep.
on and everything, and microphone's in good shape. Headphones are great. So are you out there, Michelle?
Yep, I'm here. Full makeup on, the whole deal. My hair's even done. It's amazing. Yeah, we have a lot going on. So we have the full moon. I didn't realize what was going on, but the other day, boy, was I tired. And then I realized. So I set up all my clearings for it, and I'm running them, and what a difference, because I actually have energy. So that's really great, very helpful. We have another eight-hour healing intensive call coming up this weekend. It's the last one for the month, and that's going to be on Sunday. The date is the 24th. And I believe that the last time you did a show, Ron, you did update your recommended healings that you have us do now as the first couple that we should probably get taken care of. So I'm just going to read over that list real quickly, and I will try not do it too quick in case anyone wants to write it down. But the first one that Ron always talks about is doing the emotional whole life clearing. And I just want to explain that, Ron, it's so funny. Whenever I watch a movie or a TV show and you see the villain and he's doing something evil, you know, and then you see the good people and they're trying to make up for it, and I think, wow, the motivation behind the bad things that this person does and the motivation behind the good things that these people do, it's all emotional. It's so fascinating. They're like almost all the motivation is always emotional. So doing the emotional whole life clearing is very useful. Okay, so then the next one that he has us do is the fear clearing. That's a really great one. You'd be surprised, even if you think you're not afraid of anything, there's just a lot of fear in everyone's DNA and kind of hanging out in the air, so that one really helps. And then the mental whole life healing, and then the cellular mental, and my personal favorite, the entity clearing, great one to run almost every day, and then the depression clearing. So I don't know, Ron, if you want to explain any of those or go any of, over any of that.
Well, entities... I'll talk about entities. Since most people are out in the public, and maybe your job is working with people, talking with them over the phone even, entities can somehow travel and hop into you. I don't know how they do that. So, you know, you could be in, you know, across the states here and be talking to somebody. And that entity somehow is able to go from that person to you in a matter of a blink of an eye, you know? And then often you got this entity in your room from that person. So entities are probably the main reason why people have reoccurring stuff happening to them, because they picked up entities from other people. and you could have hundreds of them for one particular situation. So entities are really a big thing. I don't talk about them that much, but maybe you're a caregiver, so naturally, wherever those people, or maybe you're a healer. Okay, let's just reverse the whole thing. So you could be a caregiver, but you're helping people out, rubbing their forehead and rubbing their feet, making them feel better. Well, what's in that body? You know, so let's just say that you're dealing with somebody who's kind of on the way out. Maybe they're going to be dying in a couple of months, we'll say, right? So they're taking in all the entities that possibly could be in the hospital that have died from that, and you come in there as a person, you know, the old days, I may still have little candy stripers or something. I don't know if they can touch people or not, but anyway, your job is to make somebody feel comfortable. So you get in there, and that guy says, oh, can you rub my feet? That makes me feel so good. And you go, yeah, I can do that. So you're rubbing them, and you're picking up all those entities, and maybe they have cancer. Who have cancer? Just by doing your job and making them feel good. So they'll come into you, and lo and behold, you're going to probably have that connected to you because the entities have it. So that's the sad part. And that's why people who do healings generally die at a young age. 40s, 50s, if they've been doing it for a while. Most people who get into doing healings probably have started maybe, you know, out of the teens or whatever. They've got that knack and realize they could do things, and then they decide they're going to make a profession of it. And after 25 years, we'll say, or so, they have all the illnesses that they have taken on by touching people, working with them, and, you know, which one's going to get them first. So it just activates their DNA, and upon activating the DNA, then what's going to happen to you? So if you have somebody, that you know about having a heart condition or lung condition or one of the cancers that's out there or whatever, it can get activated in you because your ancestors died of that. And that's what happens. You know, it's a resonance. You resonate to that particular energy. So that's what entities give you. They also change your personality. And sometimes make the body do things that you really would not do normally. And so entities are probably the biggest dark side trick that's here by the aliens, because the entity is supposed to not live after the body dies. That's what was initially the program here. The Earth Spirit would take that energy back. But the aliens severed that, and now they're floating around here. So I don't want to sound too negative, but you probably need an entity clearing if you are dealing with people. And most people do that. If you're a checker, you know, at a grocery store, they hand you the money that could have entities on it, maybe, or somebody just brushes you, taps your shoulder, or wants to shake your hand or whatever. Well, they just hop in instantly. So does the alien critters, but I won't talk about that on this program because we're just talking about entities here. So, unfortunately, I'm probably addressing 80% of you who are doing something like this, you know, as a living. So you need to get that entity clearing to get the stuff off of you. And if you are dealing with people, holding them, touching them, and whatever, you probably want to do entities once a day. So get the whole lifetime entity clearing, and then get the unlimited version and do that every night. You don't know what that person has given you once they leave you. Are they sick and you don't know about it? Do they have cancer? You don't know about it. Okay. What is their, energy that's coming into you as you're being slimed by them? So I would suggest doing entities. Now, you know, if you don't talk to anybody, then you're probably going to be fine. If you are out there, in a job dealing with people, then they're going to pass them on to you. And you all know that this happens because you go into a room sometimes or you see certain people and you go, man, these people have bad vibrations. So that's kind of what you're looking at and talking about. And you may not say that, but you know that you don't feel like you belong in that group of people because, you know, whatever they're dealing with, you don't want to have. So, you know, your body is trying to get you out of a situation, forcing you to leave. And if you don't leave, then your body gets slimed. And what happens to your body? Your poor body goes, oh, man, the person wasn't listening to me. And now I'm slimed full of crud. And the spirit's leaving me. And I'm screwed. So that's basically what happens. So you want to have entity clearing. That's one clearing that is highly, highly recommended, especially if you're dealing, you know, with people a lot or talking with them, even on the telephone. So back to you, Michelle.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. I remember hearing years ago, like, something about how when they first discovered, or before they discovered microscopes, they thought, some doctor was like, well, all these people seem to be getting sick. Maybe we should wash our hands. And other doctors are like, that's ridiculous. You know, you're only a good doctor if you have, like, the next last person's blood all over your smock and everything. And then they discovered the microscope, and they realized, oh, my goodness, there's all these little critters that we can't see. And so when you talk about that, I think, oh, wow, you know, there's pebbles with all these little critters that we can't see either, even with a microscope, because they're on some other level or something. But you see the results of them being in people. And then, so Ron, once you do that clearing, are those particular entities, like, gone forever? Are they, like,
well,
back in the...
The ones that are released are gone forever, yes. So I'm going to do a clearing for people on entities. So I want you to, I'm going to take them off of your hands. Talk about washing your hands. So let's just look at your hands here. Kind of wiggle your left and your right hand, your fingers, and kind of feel the weight of them. And they should feel probably about the same. If you move them up and down, kind of just sample the weight. And I'm going to take the energies, since most people are right-handed. In fact, if you are right-handed, we'll work with your right hand. If you're left-handed, then we'll work with your left hand, okay? That's the hand that you normally use to do things with. So that's your spontaneous reaction, is to put your one hand out. It's going to be the left or the right. So you know if you're left or right-handed. So here we go. I'm going to clear that hand that you use, and it should be pretty heavy. I'm going to take away the entities from that hand that are living there that you cannot see. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. One more time. 1, 2, 3, that's coming better. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, there we go. Now kind of feel your hands. And is that one hand a little bit lighter feeling? Does it feel a little more free, a little more energetic? Does it feel like it's not stuck like in a holding pattern, like, you know, normally you move your hands, say, up and down? Does it feel like it wants to move left to right also as you're moving your hand? Or your other hand is like in a pattern. It only goes a certain direction, up and down, like a robot. And the other one is probably going to be moving around a little bit more because it's freed up of this stuff that's on it, which is entities. So we'll see if we get any comments here. You want to tell them how to give us a comment right now, Michelle?
Yeah, so if you want to comment on the fast chat, let's see here. What you'd have to do is go on the main page of the website, that's www.creationlightship.com, and on the right-hand side, click on BBS Radio. And then somewhere in there, I'm getting to that screen, you scroll down a little bit, it's in purplish blue and it's underlined and it says BBS Fast Chat. You click on that and that'll take you to the next page. And then there'll be something that you can fill out. It's just a short questionnaire. That's meant to be really short little comments. But if you wanted to write up to three sentences like in an email, you are welcome to email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And just give us maybe a testimonial or any other kind of information that you want to give us or ask us a question. Either one of those goes to the same email inbox that we can look at. And we do have a lot in there, so So your question will most likely be gotten to at some point, but it may take a while, which is great. We have a lot of feedback from our listeners, so a lot of questions. So now, because you did just the hand, Ron, when we do the entity clearing, do we do the last couple days, or we do a specific body part, or what's the best way to get the most out of it?
The first time through, you do your whole lifetime. So you do not use the specific incident. All you do is type your age in, your name, your age, and then you hit, start the clearing. And that goes through and gets rid of the entities throughout your whole lifetime that's hanging out in your body. I mean, you could have entities from you from, the age of two, and they're still living with you. And so they get released. Your body feels much lighter. And now, after you have that clearing, naturally you want to get the unlimited, because entities are here all the time and you're dealing with people. Like I say, if you don't deal with people, we don't have a TV or radio, and you live out in the middle of nowhere, you're probably good to go for life. Nobody comes and sees you. But that normally is not the case. So get the unlimited version. Now that's additional $50. And now you can use the specific incident box, and you can select maybe how far back you want to go. One day, a week, or month, or whatever. And so that's for people who aren't current with it after they purchase it. So you may have purchased it, say, 3 months ago, so you want to clean out those 3 months. So then you go 3 months, and then you just clear it. Now, from there, you're normally current. So let's say that you did it yesterday. Now, you're looking at today. Did I get any entities today? Let me think here. Well, let's see. I shook somebody's hand. Did I get entities? So you could put down, yeah. Shook somebody's hand and it made my shoulder hurt. So you put that down. Shoulder hurt today. Clear the one day out. 20 seconds, you're done. And entities are released from your shoulder. And then you wait for tomorrow. See what's going on with your life tomorrow. And so that's the way that works. So I think we should do the other hand for people. So let's do your other hand. You don't want to feel like one hand, got rejected here, right? And the other hand's probably saying, help me, help me. So let's do your other hand here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Getting heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. One, there we go. That's going to be better. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There. Okay. So, both hands should feel about the same. Now, you might notice that if you did pick up entities that had a physical hand problem, remember, these are ghosts, so maybe you dealt with somebody who's missing a finger, and they hop into you, and they're missing one of their fingers, and now, maybe they hopped in, a month ago. So now they're giving you, because they're in there, they don't have a finger, and you're in your hand. Maybe you're wondering why your finger is getting numb, or why you can't move it as quick and as fast as the other fingers. Well, guess what? Or maybe they got a smashed finger. So now you're dealing with a person who had a physical problem, and all their fingers are smashed. You're wondering why your fingers are aching at night, and why you don't have the flexibility like you used to have. Well, because entities are in there. Remember, and they bring in their whole entourage. You're dealing with an entity that has a smashed, smashed fingers. There are going to be many of them coming in. And maybe you happen to, pinch your finger in the door or, car door, home door or something, and you go, oh, man, that really hurts. And they go, ah, that's my condition. My hand hurts. They're remembering back to when the physical body had that pain, got passed on to them. Body's dead, could be dead for 500 years. They remember that. Maybe they got tortured, and now you're waking up at night having dreams of your hand being hit with the hammer, and you're being tortured. Okay, or worse. And that's because the entities are in you, experiencing that and giving it to you. And that then that puts you on timeline. So I'm trying to describe what entities do and why they should not be with you. So that's the basic thing, that they bring you their problems. And normally you have a small problem, and then they exasperate it. And remember, when you're, if you had 1,000 entities come into you, and they all have a different situation but similar problem with the body, now you're going to be on 1,000 timelines. They'll put you on those. So now you know why I say not to be a healer. Okay? Back to you, Michelle.
So really, you could get entities by touching people, but you could just get entities by giving off an emotion, and they could also key into you. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
So right.
That's another,
so if you,
that's another
like
page
if you
in the emotional entity trauma stuff. Yeah, but that is correct. They don't come into you because you're emotional. Remember, they see you, and you give off energy, and they need energy to live on. Of course, they're going to come to you. You know, if you watch people in movies or whatever, and they get into physical, you know, fights or yelling and screaming, it only lasts for so long, and then all of a sudden the people get tired because they gave all their energy up, and the entities took it and loved it. They could be staying with the person. They can also body hop. You could have somebody being upset with you, and you don't know why, and then all of a sudden, you know, they took the energy from that person as they're talking and maybe yelling at you or something. And then from there, they come into you and push your buttons that you didn't even know you had, and now you're upset. Now you're getting upset, and you don't know why you're upset, but you're upset that this person's causing it. And it just hops back and forth. And that's what happens. I watched a movie last night. I forgot the name of it, but it was made in 2006, and it was a movie where the soldier came back from Afghanistan, I believe, or the Iraq War or something. Anyway, he just came back, and one of his people. In his unit, so they all came back together, ended up stabbing him to death. And he had no emotions on it because he still had the war energy inside of him, and it didn't mean anything. His button just got pushed because they were having a confrontation, and I guess they stabbed him 42 times or something. That was what the movie was about. It was kind of interesting. But so entities popped into this person and did that, and he just said he's sorry, but, you know, it's like for him, it was like life in the big city. He just came back from all this awful stuff, probably post-traumatic stress and trying to adjust in the first week coming back to the States here, and that's kind of what happened. So back to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the whole thing about entities, it makes you wonder sometimes if a person, you know, if it's them or if it's an entity, and if they could possibly have that entity clearing done for them or do it, that situation just, they would be like, I don't understand why I did that in the first place at all. Like, is the person still consciously there, but the entities just take over, they control them, or they just make them crave things or want to do things so much?
Yeah, all the above. Remember, they run you. Once they come in, they are working your body. So that's the problem that people have. And you don't even know that. And, you know, naturally everybody says, I didn't do that, you know. Well, the person probably never did it. But the entities did, but the person who you're talking to never did it. And that's the problem. So back to you.
Okay. So we do have a couple people somebody just mentioned before you did the left hand. They said, wow, my right hand is more flexible and much lighter than my left. So that was just before you did the left one. And another one also says, yes, my right hand feels much lighter and less stiff, and then they requested to do the left hand, but you did that already. So that was good. They also mentioned that in the movie They Live, it explains entities in a dramatic and graphic way. So I think that's a pretty old movie. Did you want to talk about They Live, Ron? I know you've mentioned it a couple times in the past.
I haven't seen that movie for a long time, but yeah. They Live, you put sunglasses on and you see these subliminal words that are there around you that you never saw before. And that's the programming. And then you start seeing the people, how they really look. So that's what they had, these special sunglasses. So it was the middle of the movie, there's some kind of fight that went on between the two people for felt like about 15 minutes. I think I fast forwarded on that. But everything else was good.
Mm.
So, yeah, you need to just realize, and that's kind of a good movie to see because you're going to actually see things around you that, which we could call entities, you're probably actually seeing the aliens, how they really looked, and without the sunglasses, you're seeing them as humans. But yeah, you could turn that over to entities that they're in that body living, unfortunately, and you just don't see that. So if you see anybody acting a little strange, just know that they're probably possessed by entities. So, back to you.
Yeah, so are what people call demons, are they just naughty people that are now entities?
The demon would be a different type of energy. Entities are normal people with problems, okay? And you know, the emotional bodies of these people. You probably have seen people who've had too many drugs, you know, went to a party and never came home or whatever. And now you see them older and, you know, they're vague people possibly, thin people. Malnutrition goes along with that, with their drugs. But you do see people who kind of start talking to other people, and they're walking down the street talking, and you wonder, geez, who are they talking to? Well, they're talking to entities that are talking to them. I saw one a few days ago. The person was looking in trash cans and probably for food. And he was going in front of some store shops. And I don't know what happened, but I don't know if they had trash cans out in front of the stores or not. But also they hear this commotion probably a couple hundred feet away. And the guy's yelling, "Don't step on my food. Get away from that. Go, go, go," you know. And I looked, and there's nobody there now. I said, well, poor guy, he's seeing the entities. So maybe he found a hamburger or something, and he picked it up or was trying to sort it off on the paper on the ground, possibly, and entity was maybe trying to steal it from him and or step on it. You know, that's what he was complaining about, having it being stepped on. And he's telling him to get away, go away, get out of here. I don't want you around here, you know. And he's right. He sees them. Everybody else would think that he's Looney Tunes. Unfortunately, that's he just needs help. These entities. I released the ones that were tormenting him best that I could to help him out. And, you know, I don't know, you know, how many he has, but that's what I did for the poor gentleman.
Hmm.
You're like a Vietnam vet. But back to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for helping him out, Ron. Okay, so one of our listeners has written, and they said that my first intensive month with you, Ron, was 3 weeks worth of only entities. Only you had the whole life entity clearing put on the website, or that was before you had that put on. Then they bought the unlimited version, and they can't do without it, as well as the alien attack page and alien parasitic life form from people touching our listener. And then it says, what a lifesaver. Gotten entities over the phone and in emails and reading mail and so on. Soul family, for sure, they give me their entities and death barcodes and so many others. Can you get entities from phone calls, emails, and reading mail?
yes, you can, that they can come across. So that's the sad part. That's what happened to, I believe it was Joseph Kennedy, going out on the circuit and stuff, seeing things, in the early 2000s, we met him and his wife. And I think they lived in Colorado or Wyoming or something, or Montana. But anyway, we met him up in Portland, and he had a stroke. I'm talking about, this is quite a while ago. But anyway, he had a stroke, and he said, yeah, what happened was I didn't clear my computer screen. I guess he had some clearings that he would do. And he turned on his computer, and he says that the energy came across the computer and gave him a stroke, and the energy was between the pixels. So at that time, when we saw him, he somehow was very creative, and he had a little LED light or lights that he was using for healing. He was able to use those in the hospital. And I guess he got released, within a month or so, where normally would be a lot longer. But anyway, that's what's his story. So things do hop across your computer, possibly, go to a website and you see something, they're waiting. You don't know what medium they're using, because they're using the energy of your screen emitting things. I don't think it's quite as rough as what it used to be with the old CRT, cathode ray tubes. Now it's just, liquid crystal, so it's a whole different scenario. You don't have high voltage hitting your screen like you used to have in the old TVs. So I think the new ones are much safer. But you can still pick up something as you start reading something and getting drawn into the storyline, and the keywords get you, and they're waiting to hop into you from the keywords. So anyway, not to sound too grim, but that's kind of what happened. So back to you.
That just reminded me of the story that I had heard fairly recently from somebody saying that when they were very, very young, probably around 6 years old, and the person was now in their 50s, that they remember the old TVs that had the big backs, and you had to get up and turn the dial, and it would go boom, 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 and it would turn the dial, and you only got 3 or 4 channels. And they were in between channels. And what those stations looked like was just that real thick, heavy fuzz. And they were in between channels, and they said they saw what looked like a gray for a second and stood there looking at it. And then they realized that the alien or whatever it was realized that they saw them. And then I can't remember that the station went out or he turned the station and they tried to get it back or something, but he was like, something was really going on there. And I thought, wow, I don't know. Is it the old TV? Is it something was being transmitted? I mean, that's how people get their TV and their radio, is something's being transmitted through the air. So I'm sure all sorts of things can get carried on those waves.
That movie that I saw was Valley, I think of Eli, E-L-A-H? Eli? I don't know.
Not Book of Eli?
E-L-A-H. Valley of E-L-A-H.
Eli. Oh, I've never heard of that. Was it at all Western?
The person in it is real popular. He's in a lot of movies. But anyway.
Okay, so another one of our listeners says that their hand feels light. Good. They must have had some kind of a release of something. It looks really great. Okay. All right. Okay. One of our listeners, Ron, you've talked about this several times, and it just goes on and on, but about seeing the numbers, they're seeing the number 11. They continually see it, even after they do multiple clearings, such as the keyword and the natal barcode. Do you have any suggestions for that?
I would do the upside-down timeline for that number, because it's a program. And there's those certain numbers that they're trying to really get stuck into people. So whatever your number is that you've been seeing more frequently the last 2 months, to typically the last, 2 weeks maybe even, those numbers are what they're trying to bring in to control you. That's your new number sequence. So if it's still the same number that you saw years ago, then, you're still on that program, but you could be on a different scenario. Now, maybe you're seeing the 1-1 a lot, or 9-11, or something. That's it. So, yeah, you want to get that energy away from you.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I know some people believe, well, I'm sure they were told by some aliens, and this was years ago, that if you see something like that, that it's good luck. And I remember after hearing you speak about this several times, I went into a pet store and some man said, oh, that's really good luck when you see that. And I just looked at him and I said, I don't really think it's actually good luck. I think it's probably not good luck. And he just looked at me super confused, and I was like, I'm pretty sure it's not good luck at all, sir.
Oh, yeah, Tommy Lee Jones is in it. Yeah. Tommy Lee Jones is in that movie.
Oh, I like him.
I don't normally recognize names that much, or I just watch the movies, so I don't. But it is, it's very good. So anyway, at least I thought it was good. Outcome wasn't, but it just shows about entities and what happens and. People being numbed out by the situation. But anyway, that's the movie.
Yep. Okay, somebody wants to know if you could please explain what the now timeline is. What is the difference between being in the now of a timeline and being in the true now?
Okay. You're never in the true now, but you are in the now. The true now is source energy, and I can put you there. On these shows, you're pretty much there. When you go onto the conference calls, especially like the weekend ones that we have, and we go to the light ship, you are in the true now because you're taken out of time completely. Now, the now energy that everybody talks about, being in the now, is where the timeline has stopped for you. So the timeline is no longer running, but you're still on the timeline. So you're frozen on a timeline in a sense, not doing any movement. And that's what you do when you are on the now timeline. And the aliens really won't want you to connect to you and even other people, even those entities, because you're not emitting energy from your body, which is emotions. So when you're in the now, at that point, that's when time stops for you. Then you are no longer typically going to be hooked up by aliens because you're not emitting anything. You're not thinking. So in the now, that's what that means. In source energy, it's a little different, although it feels about the same. Except in source energy, there's no attachments whatsoever, and you're no longer on any timelines. So being in the now means that you're in the present moment on a timeline, but you're not connected to the energy of it moving around you or going for a ride on the timeline. Does that make sense to you, Michelle?
Yes.
What I'll do, I'll put everybody into the standard in being in the now version of that. Some people try to think themselves into it, which is kind of ridiculous, doing mantras and things. And then you're just going off on a mind trip because you're using words to bring you into some other location. So that's even worse. You're going down further down the rat hole. But I'm going to count to 10 to stop you on the timeline And this would be what it would be like to be in the now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. Now time has stopped for you. Your watch, your digital clock is still moving, but you are disconnected in a sense from anything happening to you on that timeline that you just left. And so when you do this, you're peaceful. And that's what the mind, a heart drop, does. It stops you, the same thing as being in the now. With the, you should practice the mind, a heart drop, where you're getting your spirit involved, rather than trying to be in the now by saying that you're in the now, okay? You need to do the mind, a heart drop to do that. That way you're connected to your spirit. Now, source energy is a little different. I'll bring you into that, where there's no such thing as any type of timeline. We're not looking for timelines. It doesn't exist in source energy. So here we go. It'll be slightly different for you, but pretty much the same. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So now time is completely stopped. There's no such thing as time. Doesn't exist. And this is what it's like. This is where I live, out of time. And if you notice, you're not able to think. You're not able to think in either place, the one that we did previously or this one. No such thing as thoughts, because thoughts are connected to mind, and mind is an alien program, or programs, many of them, maybe millions of programs, as you get connected to that. And then you're under mind control. And it might be hard to even remember what I talked about, 5 seconds ago, because when you're in the true, in source energy anyway, and even in the other energy, being in the now, you're not running mind energy, so you may not understand or recall what happened to you. So back to you, Michelle. We'll bring everybody back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There. Now you can start to think a little bit here. So.
Okay. I'm glad you brought us back. I don't think I would have been able to think of anything to say. Although I do have an email up, so. Okay. It says, this is about the space holders. It says, I put in legs, feet, hips, hands, and arms. Does that work? I also tried whole body, but you said it's only for specific areas. And I'm not sure which clearing they're talking about. So which clearing do we put space holder in? Is that the new Earth?
I don't remember which one I talked about, okay? But you can put in space holders into your body. Okay, well, first of all, doing foot, feet, and hands and legs and everything else, that's not the right way to do this, okay? So the person's asking. So, yeah, you're going overboard with it. You can't do that. Find a space in your body, you know, where you have a pain or a situation going on, and that's where you put the space holders. Because the space holders will go to the place where your spirit is no longer with you. So just specifying, like your shoulder, the space holders are not going to go into, like your arm. The shoulder would work. My shoulder's stiff, it hurts, it's sore. I need them to go on, you know, to my shoulder. With that, that would work. But like using your whole arm or something, doesn't work that way. You have to specifically zero in on a location. And that's the way it works. So it's designed to help you where your spirit has been forced or kicked out of your body, whatever word you want to use there. I guess, released from your body because of pain. Maybe you did something. Maybe you have a shot. In fact, let's try that. Here we go. You all probably have had vaccinations, and or maybe you had a shot from a doctor recently or from somebody. So that naturally probably caused some pain, maybe. And so your spirit left. Did your spirit come back there? Well, maybe that material, that stuff that they put into your body, maybe that part of your body is contaminated. Your spirit goes, nope, been there, done that in the past. I'm not going into where this vaccination is. It's full of alien critters or whatever. Doesn't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole. A space holder will come in there because it doesn't do anything. It just holds space. So let's take maybe your arm where you have had a vaccination. That seemed to be the going thing when we were children. And here we go. Your vaccination energy. Now, if you had a shot more recently, you can pick on that too. Look at that. But here we go. 1, 2, putting in space holders. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Here we go. So, back to you. Looks like we got about maybe 3 minutes to go here.
Okay. I'm just going to read an email real quick that came in a while ago. It says, if I put up a clearing, for example, my dog, on one computer in the dining room, and in the living room there's a computer up with light beings and the TV, and in the same bedroom with a light being with different clearings. So I think they're asking if the dog is in front of the living room computer, but the clearing for the dog is up in another room, will it still work for the dog?
It will work, but it would be more if you had a picture of your dog.
Okay.
Dog or cat or animal. So take a picture and print it out and put it in front of your monitor screen so the monitor is viewing, you know, your pet or animal.
Okay, that's what I great. Would... So then the dog can walk around.
Yeah, and just like yourself. You're away from your computer, put a picture up.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think, yeah. Okay, great. I think they were wondering, like, if there's light beings up on two different computers, do they kind of communicate to each other in some
no.
way, or are they just looking at whatever is right in front of them in the computer?
That's what's in front of them.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not going to communicate to each other.
Okay.
Each one is individual and separate. So remember, there's no mass mind in source energy. So that's another way of looking at it. With aliens, like yourself, tuning into mass consciousness, say the mind of God, the alien mind of God there, that's all connected together in the matrix. Everything is created, and all you do is tap into it. It's already done for you. The source energy, there's no such thing as mass mind consciousness. So there is no oneness in source energy. Oneness is only in the darkness. So by having a light being up, if you had 50 monitors in your room or different rooms, with the same issue, each one is individual and each one is working on you. As long as you have a picture of you in front of the monitor screen, because naturally, if they're in different rooms, you can only be in one room at a time. And if you're, you know, if the energy is not aimed at you, we'll say, with the monitor, then, you know, that's why you put a picture up. So always put a picture up in front of your monitor screen. So that will connect to you. So let's do the mind to heart drop. Anything else we need to add?
No, not that I can think of.
Okay, so let's do the mind to heart drop. So you must command your spirit out loud. So we'll do this here. So I now command my spirit. Take the thoughts in my head. Drop them into my heart. Just remember that. Memorize it. And now we count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to this special clearing healing for you to get you into the now, get you off of the alien program. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Here we go, everybody. So thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And thank you, listeners. you understand about entities now, why you don't want to touch people or hug them and have an illness down the road that you never thought you'd ever have. Just think of people who have who don't smoke and they end up getting lung cancer. Well, that's probably from entities. Oh, thank you. Bye, everybody.